Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, Andrew.
Yeah.
Did you listen to TalkSport Deadline Day?
Oh, missed it.
White? Oh,
was it good?
Covering the last few hours of the transfer window. It was. I realised it was really interesting, so I taped it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll play it to you now, Andrew.
Please do.
Yeah? So it's Jim White, you know. Welcome to Deadline Day with me, Jim White, folks. Surely the most exciting day of the year by a distance. I'm joined today by Mr. Steve McLaren and his snake, Casper. So how excited are you, Steve?
We're both very excited, Jim. It's like being part of an exciting story where the end is as yet unwritten.
But are you so excited that the hairs on the back of your head are standing up? Or like me, are you so excited that your urinary tract has filled up with pancreatic acid? What about you at home? I want to know how excited you are. Are parts of your body shutting down due to excitement? Or are you coping okay? So, Steve, I see you've brought a little trophy along with you. How exciting is that?
Yes, it's an award given to me and Casper by the National Carpet Association in recognition for our work as ambassadors for the carpet industry. It's a solid brass representation of a 4-yard roll of playing Axe Minister, probably the greatest moment of our careers.
So, Steve, what for you is the most exciting thing in the world?
Oh, that's easy. It's when Casper does one of his Bhangra dances on my bed. My heart skips a beat because he's such a yummy, bubbly cup full of suds and laughter.
Oh, I'm not with you there, Steve. For me, Deadline Day is the most exciting occurrence in human history. Nothing of note coming in at the moment. So let's take a break. Do, do, do. Shelves and windows. Do, do, do. And kitchen cabinets do. Do, do, do. Free installation. Do, do, do. Hidden charges will apply. Right, that pancreatic acid is now seeping into my balls. That's how excited I am. And to add even more excitement into the excitement pile, we're joined now by ex-Blackpool and QPR manager Ian Holloway. Ian, can I just straight away say how excited I am to be here today and also state that I no longer bear a grudge with Steve for taking my average manager's job at QPR. Let's go shake on it, Steve.
I must say, that's very nice to hear, Ian. Do you ever see anything of Mr. Fernandez? Me and Casper miss him so much.
Well, he's a surprise for you, lads. I've actually got Mr. Fernandez, the QPR chairman, on the phone now. How exciting is that, folks? Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. I just finished a Frankfurter roll with a slice of tomato pie on the side. It's made my jaw ache, but I ain't complaining.
I got Steve and Ian with me, two of your ex-managers. What would you like to say to them?
Hey, not so much. Pair of shoobies, if you get my drift. I kind of like the snake Casper. I think we could have maybe finished 15th if I'd stuck with him.
You expecting any incomings at QPR?
That's very good.
Yeah, sure thing. I'm expecting a consignment of kabushi berries from Long Island, and boy, am I going to stew those suckers till they weep. Anyway, I gotta go now. Don't forget, life's too short to be a dope.
Kabushi berries, how exciting is that? And talking of excitement, I've just received reports that Joe Peacock from Chesterfield is going on loan to York City. What do you make of that, Ian?
Well, I don't know the lad, nor have I ever seen him play, but I think it's a good move for both clubs.
What's that, Casper? You think Ian's a stupid little bald bastard? That's not very nice.
It certainly is not. How are you going to respond to that, Ian, with something exciting? Come here, snake thing. I hate you and this is my moment. I'm going to strangle you right up.
Get off him. Leave Casper alone, you fucking brutes.
Oh, how exciting is this? Phone in if you're excited. I've got acid actually seeping into my bell end now. That's how excited I am.
Take that.
Walk. Oh, he's only gone and lamped Holloway with his carpet trophy. How exciting do you want? Back after this break.
Bah.
Don't be a sheep. Moo. Don't be a cow. Don't be a pig. Be a human being and buy your replacements from Infinity Windows. They won't last long and they're not very strong, but they're as cheap as booze. That an unusual development for Mince to just play a bit of talk sport, but
it was like Jim White was in the room.
Oh, there was a good talk spot this week. And, you know, it was so good. What I did was I taped it.
Have you got it as a WAV or an MP3?
I got it as a WAV.
As a WAV?
Yeah.
Good.
So let's have a listen to that. It was Jim White's show.
Good.
You know. Right, there you are. Welcome to Talk Sport with me, Jim White, and my co-host, ex-Crystal Palace chairman Simon Jordan. How exciting is that? I'm so excited that the hepatic duct in my gallbladder is beginning to distend. May cause bile to be released into my bloodstream. So that's just another level of excitement in my incredible show. Tell me, Simon, how excited are you to be on the Jim White Show?
Oh, I'm over the proverbial moon to be present here. I'm besides oneself with excitement in expecting a litany of occurrences and personal transactions of utterances.
Oh my God, you are an intelligent man. How exciting is that intelligence, listeners? I tell you how exciting. I've just ruptured this pyloric sphincter at the base of my stomach. That's going to cause all sorts of muck to leak into my duodenum. Hell's bells, what of it? That's what I say. So, Simon, exciting news just in from one of my contacts. Apparently, the curbing...
Am I still Scottish?
I don't know where it's drifting off to. It's not quite. But
not quite, is
keep
it?
Keep going.
Apparently, the curbing on the grass parking area behind the away stand at Yeovil Town is to be raised by 3 inches to improve drainage. How exciting is that?
That's a humdinger on the excitement computation axis. I've always said, and I said this when I was a chairman of Crystal Palace, that the ambience and functionality of the environment surrounding the ground is tantamount to being paramount. I spent thousands on curbing and hard landscaping at Selhurst Road, and regrets I have a few. Well, one actually, that I didn't spend more.
Wow, that's amazing. Thousands of actual pounds. Phone in and tell me what's the most you've ever spent on curbing and hard landscaping. I can't wait to hear from you. Oops, ping! There goes my gastric band. Too much excitement. Join me after this message.
Oh no, my kitten has done a whoopsie on my carpet again. What am I gonna do? I can't get rid of the cat because I love it. Oh, Peter, pass us a spoon and a cloth.
Look, Ollie, why don't you just buy a can of catty batter? Just spray it on the areas your cat likes to poop, and it will be turned right off the very idea. It smells like lion Todd to the cat, but it's odorless to us humans. Oh, why didn't you tell me this 6 weeks ago? Because I find pleasure in your suffering. If your carpet's covered in kitty spatter, you can't go wrong with catty batter.
Catty batter is an unlicensed formula of various unidentified chemicals. Do not spray near or directly onto your pet.
Right, we're back with my special guest, Simon Jordan, talking about a topic that's very close to every football supporter's heart, and that's curb heights. What do you think's the ideal curb height, Simon?
Well, that depends on a number of vacillating variables. Is it adjacent or contiguous to a public highway? Will it need to be transgressed in an emergency or cataclysmic denouement? Is it in any way load-bearing? Could it possibly be a potential trip hazard? Do we have the wherewithal for the aptitude of this scenario?
I didn't know there was so much involved. It's turning out to be such an exciting topic. You remember that hepatic valve I mentioned in my gallbladder? Well, it's just ruptured with all this excitement, and I can actually feel the bile pushing up into my throat. That's excitement there on a plate. That's the Jim White Show, back in a minute, after this message.
Is your mouth always dry? Is your skin always itchy? Do your feet flake onto your socks? Do your hands feel rough and dehydrated? If this sounds like you, then you might be suffering from cephalia, and Stan Watson's Oily Wipes could relieve your symptoms. Stan Watson's Oily Wipes, available from all good independent lubricant outlets. Cephalia is a yet unrecognised and unproven condition. Always, always consult your doctor before applying industrial sludge always consult your doctor before applying industrial sludge directly to your skin. And I turned the tape off.
You
there.
Turn it off. Can yeah. we get some of these oily wipes, please?
Stan
Can
Watson's.
You get in touch with Stan Watson and
I'll
get us
in touch. I'll get in touch.
Please do.
Oh, it's a good talk spot this week, Andy.
Has talk spot been on, has it?
Yeah, I said this is going to be a good one, so I recorded it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did, actually.
Let's hear it.
Jim
then.
White Show.
You brought your little cassette recorder in there, press play on it. Yeah.
Yep. Hello and welcome back to TalkSport with me, Jim White. I can't tell you how excited I am by the excitement being generated by this exciting show. And it's about to go into excitement overdrive as I introduce my next guest, Mr. Michael Owen. Welcome, Michael. And how excited are you to be here today?
I'm very excited to be here. It is up there with the most exciting times of my life.
That's what I like to hear. I'll tell you how excited I am to have you as my guest today, Michael. I've just eaten 3 Jaffa cakes at once without nibbling away at the chocolate rim. So, hey, listeners, please phone in if you've ever eaten anything disc-shaped without nibbling away at the rim. So, Michael, your new book, what's it about? And is it exciting?
The book is about my life as a footballer. It documents what happened to me during my career as a footballer. It tells the story of what happened to me when I was a footballer.
Oh, sounds very exciting. I'm just going to have to chuck this 2-finger Kit Kat down my neck without nibbling away at the side chocolate. That's a measure of how excited I am. Was it exciting to write?
Oh, you bet it was, Jim. I had to think a lot about what occurred during my career, both on and off the field. And if that wasn't exciting enough, I also had to go to meetings and take telephone calls on my home phone.
Steady on, Michael. You're painting a picture. That's so exciting. I'm going to have to take a fart into my pickle jar. Back after this break, folks.
Do you sometimes wish you could click your fingers and be sat on a... Oh, the fuck has gone.
Oh, fuck off.
Do you sometimes wish you could click your fingers and be sat on a beach in the Caribbean? Do you sometimes wish you could just clap your hands and be at the wheel of a brand new sports car? Do you sometimes wish you could just make one phone call and be completely free of debt? Well, now you can, with the instant loans of up to £20,000, a Linoleum home wrecker loan arrangement could instantly let you break free from the chains of debt. Is that your sports car outside the casino? You must have taken out a Linoleum home wrecker arrangement. Linoleum loans are an unregistered credit broker. APR £2,000 per cent per fortnight. Non-payment may lead to loss of everything you own or ever dreamed of acquiring. So, Michael, you've landed yourself in a bit of controversy with your comments on Newcastle United. It's an exciting prospect to hear what you've got to say about that. I've got my pickle lily jar handy in case your response is just too damn exciting. And listeners, please do phone in if you have a particular fermented pickle product you like to fart into if things get a bit too lively. Michael.
I think it's been blown out of all proportion. The Newcastle fans sussed me out as someone who couldn't care less about the club, so I got a sulk on.
But do you not think that with the wages you were being paid, the club deserves better than that?
No, not really. It didn't say in my contract that I wasn't allowed to sulk. In fact, these days, and I mention it in the book, I always have a clause in my contract specifically allowing me to sulk. For example, when I am promoting timeshares in Dubai.
Oh, I love Dubai. All that heat and the hot golf and the baking helicopters and the scorching sand and the hot shorts on the lads by the pool. Oh, just thinking about it gets me so excited. I'm going to have to lay a Tommy Squeaker into this sauerkraut pot. So, do you have a message for the Newcastle fans?
Please buy my book, which chronicles my time at Newcastle and gives a real and exciting insight into my massive sulk.
At the club?
At the club. And oh, it's there, yeah. And what I spent the club's money on during that period.
Oh, excellent. You're such an honest and exciting character, Michael. I wish you all the best. Back after this.
Oh, God.
Now we enter hell. yeah, fucking advert. Is this you on your way to work? I feel drab and unmotivated. I just haven't got any get up and go. I wish I was at home in bed. I have zero energy. What's wrong with me? Why am I always so tired? If it's you, then you need to start your day with Pete's Mind Oil. Here we try this. Pete's Mind Oil, Pete's Mind Oil, Pete's Mind Oil. Pete's Mind Oil, Pete's Mind Oil, Pete's Mind Oil. Put a spring in your step, drink it every day. It's made from frozen spuds and a bit of farmyard hay. Pete's Mind Oil, Pete's Mind Oil, Pete's Mind Oil.
Oh, God.
So that I stopped recording.
Did
then.
You, yeah, you ran out of the adverts. Well, there you go. Great plug for Michael Owen's book there, which I'll certainly not be reading.
You were a bit like John Cooper Clarke then.
Did you think?
A bit. It's like, well, a scouse John Cooper Clarke.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Did you listen to TalkSport much this week, Andy?
You know, I've been really busy. I haven't, no.
Yeah, really,
which is disappointing because, yeah, I like to try and keep abreast of everything that's going on. Please tell me that you've recorded some of it for
us.
Well,
there was Jim White had a good guest on, so record it, you know.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
So I'll press play and all that.
Click.
Click. Welcome back to the Jim White Show. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I excited today. I tell you how excited I am. There's so much anticipatory sweat pooling in my crack that my winnets will need a rowing boat to escape the flooding. And the reason I'm so excited is that I'm joined today by none other than Burnley manager Sean Dyche. Welcome, Sean, and tell me, how excited are you to be here today? I'm very excited, Jim. Are you pooling? Not yet, but I've got a Burnley scarf with me to stuff down there when the torrent arrives. Oh, that's great. And listeners, please phone in and tell me what unusual items you have used to mop up your juices when you're suffering intense excitement. Oops, there goes another pint of muck. So, Sean, what's the secret of Burnley's success?
We do things the Burnley way. And what exactly is that? It sounds terribly exciting. Listen up, I'll tell you.
Right, now I've got me problem of not having a fucking...
Yeah.
But we'll see how we go. You know, we'll see how we go.
Just do your best.
Now I've got that part of...
Right, you've isolated that bit, have you?
But that's it.
Listen up, I'll tell you. Do as you're told and don't talk back. Well, I need a beat, Andy.
I can give you a beat, you know.
Can you?
Do as you're told and don't talk back. Play 10 in defence and 1 in attack.
That shit...
Piss in a sink when you get the chance. Tell your wife to fuck off if she asks you to dance.
Oh, my poor song's gone.
Endeavour without purpose. Entertainment is a no-no. If I catch you wearing perfume, then it's time for you to go-go. And remember, shit. Oh, there it is. And remember, shit. Phlegm. Shovels. Kidneys. Pie. Soil. Chips.
Cheese.
Midges. And that's the Burnley way. Oh, that is the most exciting, motivational WAV or MP3 I've ever heard. WAV. I'm afraid my cowboy boots have now filled with muck, so whilst I pour that into my excitement trough, let's take a break. Lump away, lump away, lump fade away, lump fade away, a lump fade away, lump fade away, a lump fade away, lump fade away, lumpy soap, lumpy cake, lumpy clothes, lumpy face, lumps in your mattress, lumps on the walls, so many lumps that the footsie falls. If lumps are shitting in your carburetor, why not switch to Pearson's Lump Fade Spray? Simply spray on the lump and it fades like a puppy in a teleporter. Making love in a lump-free way with Pearson's Lump Fade Spray. A lump-free spray, a lump-free spray, lump-free spray, a lump-free spray, lump-free spray, lump-free spray, a lump-free spray. Oh, yeah.
That was... The WAV?
That's the WAV.
That's the WAV from Talksport.
So there was a WAV within a WAV there then, because yeah. Daesh played a WAV within that WAV.
Like a WAV within a WAV.
Wow, a dream within a dream. Fancy that.
I tell you what, Bob, shall we put Talksport on for a minute? Have a quick listen to Jim White show, you know, why not?
Well, it has to be said, and I'm definitely the one to say it, that I've just found out through my connections the most incredible, game-changing, mind-blowing information that is going to change everything we've ever held dear and literally turn our culture upside down on its head. Listen up and listen hard. The groundsman at the Emirates has added an extra 5% calcium carbonate to his line-painting machine for this week's up-and-coming Europa League tie. What is happening to the game that we all love? Simon Jordan, can you even get your head around this?
No, it's tantamount, and it's tantamount, and by its essence, more or less approaching a complete paradigm shift in the invisible prison through which we view and appreciate what is the endeavour or pursuit of the game we stupidly and erroneously consider to have some remaining soupçon of integrity.
Aye, that it is, Simon, that it is. I can't emphasise what an extraordinary and some might say unprecedented development this. I mean, calcium carbonate. I ask you, what next for our beautiful game? I can actually feel the valve at the base of my bladder pulsating and allowing small amounts of urea to drip through into my urethra. Quite incredible. Back after these messages.
Ding dong merrily on high, the internet is singing.
Christmas is miles away, but you don't need to travel miles if you want a new car.
Ding dong merrily on high, we part, exchange and deliver. Carol singers are a pain in the butt, but when we deliver your used car in our van, it will be like Santa has arrived early. Ding dong merrily on high, all cars are checked for defects. Hit the car to... If the car turns out to be a lump of Todd, you can hire a van and send it back to our head office in the Faroe Isles. Ding dong merrily on high, peace of mind with a 12-day warranty. Our cars are guaranteed to be a similar spec and colour to the car you ordered. Have a used car party when you buy from O'Flaherty. Ding dong merrily on high, have a Flaherty used car party. I mean, Simon, what does this mean for the humble supporter like you and me?
It's a disaster, Jim, insofar and to the extent that it affects or has influence upon the internal measurements or distances. I'll turn that off, Bob. It's a little bit busy, shouty for me, like, you know. I must admit that used car company sounds decent.
I taped a very good section of TalkSport the other day. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, please do, yeah.
It's the Jim White show, him and Simon Jordan, you know.
Yeah,
Here goes, I'll just play it, yeah. Hello and welcome back to TalkSport with me, Jim White, and ex-Crystal Palace chairman Simon Jordan. And you join us just as we learn of some incredible, game-changing, and some might say mind-blowing news. And here it is. Brace yourself, Simon. This really is incredible. The National League have just announced that from next season, car park barriers must be checked every match day to ensure that the hinge mechanisms are working smoothly. What on earth is going on, Simon? Surely, once a month is sufficient.
Well, this is typical, as not to be saying atypical, of a bureaucratic entity that has insufficient grasps of the paradigm with which and within what it is working. My problem is that these so-called regulators are intent on the intention to pursue their relevance at the expense of common sensibility. That should pervade all their groupthink. It's unnecessary and uninthought out.
I agree. It's stunning news, and it's going to resonate around the National League at white-hot heat. Unbelievable. Now, earlier today, we heard some comments from Jose Mourinho about his departure from Tottenham. Let's hear what that nutjob had to say.
For me, Daniel Levy is the problem. Not me, not the players, not the tactics, but only Daniel Levy. For me, family and friendship and goodness are the key to success. Daniel Levy respects none of these things. Also, he dresses like a man who sells carpets, out of his depth. Without Harry Kane, the team will struggle because Daniel Levy is an idiot, a jerk-off and a dimwit. At Roma, I will win trophies. Myself minus Daniel Levy equals success. Electricity is evil. Panel fencing is evil. Community and family are good.
Strong words there from Mr. Mourinho. More to come from me and Simon.
Simon and I.
Oh, fuck off. After the shot break.
I've been searching for a needle I lost in this haystack for 3 days now, without joy. It's such a waste of time. Time that I could be using to make my business grow.
If you'd been doing something that's a waste of time, maybe it's time you did something that isn't a waste of time.
What do you mean?
Whilst you've been wasting your time, I bought a jumper with a fur-lined hood and waist drawstring from Clothing UK.
That's a great use of your time. What's the company that sells hooded jumpers called again?
Clothing UK. Don't waste your time not buying stuff.
I stopped the recording then, and I don't really like the adverts. So there you go. So, Andy, I was listening to TalkSport, Jim White and Simon Jordan.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It was a good, solid show, so I taped some of it. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
It's all right. I'll press play then. So obviously it starts with Jim White. Mm. So sorry, Simon, but some breaking news just coming in, and this is sensational, mind-blowing even. It is literally a game-changer for every child, adult, man and woman who loves a beautiful game.
You are not going to believe this. I'm telling you, Simon, this has already caused some swelling to my thigh and a low throbbing pain in my jawbone. Listen to this. Just listen to this.
Yeah, get on with it.
Notts County, and what a fine old club that is, by the way, have decided to abandon their full-time golden goal competition and replace it with a half-time raffle. Surely this is madness, inexcusable and unwarranted. And the throbbing in my lower jaw has now become more of a stabbing shooting pain. Where will it end? An abscess? Implant surgery? What say you, Simon Jordan?
Well, above all, and before we get caricatured as reactive rather than proactimal, let's consider the forces, namely financial, that have begat this club to begot this decision. Every club has to work within constraining restraints to set parameters for actions and objectives. Essentially, it's a rebranding rather than a redesign, and in that context, it really only affects those people that are effectively burdened with a perceived change. I wish them all the best.
Well, 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 we'll have to agree to disagree on that one, Simon. Now it's time to welcome our special guest, who is so special that the small capillaries around my ankle have started to pulse in anticipation. It is, of course, none other than my oldest and bestest ever friend, Mr. Mick McCarthy. How are you doing, Mick?
All right, you bastard. What do you bastard want?
Och, Mick, never change. Never change. Promise me that. I'll not promise you now, you bastard. I just wanted to ask you about some of your players refusing the vaccine. Are you happy with that?
I'm never happy. What's the point of that? Only bastards are happy.
So you'd rather your players took the vaccine?
I'm not bastard bothered.
Why not, Mick?
Because they're a pack of bastards.
That's fair enough. Have you had the vaccine, Mick, yourself?
No.
And why not?
Because the vaccine's a bastard.
If I could just interject here, Mick, by way of diversifying the paradigm within which we are operational?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because you're clearly a bastard.
Oh, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you, Mick McCarthy, as insightful as ever. Back straight after this. Come shopping at Cartwells, find what you're looking for. Shopping at Cartwells, the biggest and the best store. There's so much to see, and the car park is free. Come shopping at Cartwells with the whole family. Cartwells is a retail partner of GFX Securities. Our shelves are more or less empty, and the goods that do remain, a high percentage are faulty or non-safety compliant. Free parking is at our sister store on the Isle of Lewis. Okay. Our next guest on the show is the inimitable Nigel Pearson, manager of Bristol City. Nice to speak to you, Nigel. What are you personally doing about the COVID?
I do not fear COVID, as it is a virus that I would be able to fight and emerge victorious from that fight. At the end of the fight, people would say, Nigel, that is a fight that you have won.
But it's potentially deadly thing. Do you not fear it at all?
I fear nothing, but everything fears... Oh, his voice is tricky. When I fight, I experience no fear, only expectation. That's wrong, isn't it?
I don't know. Brian Clough, all right.
When I fight, I experience no fear, only the expectation at winning that fight. Usually with great ease and occasionally with a modicum of effort. If any foe challenges me, I simply say I will fight you and the result of that fight will be your defeat. I will win that fight and you will lose. I'm a superb fighter and I love to fight.
You talk a lot about fighting and the pugilistic approach, but is there not room for compromise or accommodation in your aspects of approach?
Do you want to fight? Because I will fight you, and it is a fight that you will lose. Is that what you want, to have a fight and lose that fight, as you've taken on a better fighter than you?
Right, I think we'll leave it there. I still can't believe that news about the Notts County raffle. My thighs are so swollen now that my balls are being crushed like a couple of bilberries in a wine press. Back after this. And I stopped taping then, Andy.
You ran out of tape, did you?
Yeah.
Because that was very good.
I only had a C5. I only had a 5-minute.
Oh, just a little one. Was it from Boots?
No, I got it from WH Smith.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.